Hello, everyone. Welcome back to English for You. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Polly.
So yesterday we talked about three common first aid mistakes. I also admitted to making all of those mistakes. Polly, I'm going to test you.
Okay.
Because these are important.
And right,
we need to make
sure
that you know what you're supposed to do in an emergency. Okay. So let's see if you remember what we talked about.
Okay.
What should we do when we get nosebleeds?
Okay, we should keep our heads in the normal position instead of tipping our heads back. Okay, so we just need to pinch our nose a little bit and still sit still and relax.
Very good. Okay, so what about when you get into a car accident, even if it's just like a tiny little car accident?
So no matter how we feel at the scene of the accident, we should always go straight to the hospital afterwards.
Yes, that's very important, okay? And finally, what should we do when we burn ourselves?
Okay, so we should keep the burns under cold water for at least 20 minutes so that the wound can be healed faster.
Right, okay, so it looks like you know everything
now.
Okay, so let's get to our article to find out more first aid tips.
Reading.
Seven common first aid mistakes and how to fix them. 4. It's easy to sprain an ankle, especially if you play sports. If you do, keep the sprain cool when it swells. Put ice on it and the swelling will reduce. Don't make the silly mistake of using heat, though. It will swell even more. 5. If you cut yourself, clean it and cover the cut with medical gauze. Put clean sheets of gauze on top when the blood soaks through. Don't take it off too early, as it will start to bleed all over again. 6. You'll do more harm than good when you try to remove debris from your own eye. Instead, cover your eye to protect it and see a doctor immediately. 7. In a real emergency, get to a place where people can find you easily. Don't hide away because you feel embarrassed. If the paramedics can't find you, they can't save your life. In the end, the best advice in all of these situations is to find a doctor as quickly as possible. Doctors are there to help, so don't be shy.
So our article starts off with the fourth tip, okay? It says, it's easy to sprain an ankle, especially if you play sports. So when you sprain yourself, you damage a joint in your body by suddenly twisting it. I like to wear high heels, and I've almost sprained my ankle several times, but thankfully I haven't. Have you sprained anything?
No, I don't think so, because I don't really play sports. Okay, 所以呢，动词 sprain 就是扭伤，所以呢，我们很常听到，比如说扭伤脚踝或者手腕，那英文的说法就是 to sprain one's ankle or wrist.
Right. Our article says, if you do get a sprain, keep the sprain cool when it swells. Okay, so the word swell means to become larger or rounder. This happens when you injure yourself. It's your body's way of reacting to the injury.
所以动词 swell 就是肿胀。那它的动词三态呢是 swell, swelled, swollen, S-W-O-L-L-E-N。所以呢，这个过去分词 swollen 呢，它其实也可以直接拿来当形容词使用。比如说呢 ，a swollen ankle。
Right. Our article says, put ice on it and the swelling will reduce. So remember, always ice your injury. Our article says, don't make the silly mistake of using heat, though. It will swell even more.
Right. 因为我们都知道呢，热胀冷缩这样的原理，所以一定要用冰敷的方式，肿胀才会改善。And so don't make the silly mistake of using heat. 那么形容词 silly 呢，它其实就是 stupid 或者 foolish 的意思。
Right. Here's another tip. If you cut yourself, clean it and cover the cut with medical gauze. The word medical is an adjective. The word is used to relate to medicine and the treatment of disease or injury. For example, a medical student is one that is studying medicine. The medical staff in the hospital refers to the people like doctors and nurses.
所以呢，另外像医疗照护，英文就是 medical care.、
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we should cover the cut with medical gauze, which means we should put the gauze on top of the wound. So what exactly is gauze?
Good question. So gauze is a thin cotton with very small holes in it that people use to tie around a wound or as a bandage. So it is different from a band-aid.、
Mm.
It is just like a piece of...gauze, like a piece of、cotton looking thing. Yeah,
okay, so you know, medical gauze 就是医疗用的纱布哦。而且要注意呢，这个 gauze, G-A-U-Z-E 这个词，它其实本身是不可数的名词哦。
Our article says, put clean sheets of gauze on top and when the blood soaks through. Put clean sheets of gauze on top when the blood soaks through. So the word soak means to make someone or something very wet with water、mm. or another liquid. For example, if you get caught in the pouring rain and you have no umbrella, you'll get soaked.
Right, okay, and the article continues, don't take it off too early as it will start to bleed all over again.、
Mm-hmm.
All right, so to take something off means to remove something.、
Mm-hmm.
For example, to take your shoes off before entering a room or to take your makeup off before going to bed.All right, so don't take the gauze off too soon.
Right, and it's also important to note that when you do put the gauze onto your wound, you should also apply pressure.
Okay,
so you should put pressure on it so that it'll stop the bleeding.
All right, very good tip.
Our article says, you'll do more harm than good when you try to remove debris from your own eye.Our shortcut for you phrase today is do more harm than good. Let's take a quick break to watch our shortcut for you video.
Shortcut for you.
Whoa, what happened in here?
Well, I was trying to make chocolate cake.
Dumb!
But then my little brother came and decided he would try to help me.
Oh, is that why there's flour and chocolate cake mix everywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like he did more harm than good.
No, I'm trying to tell you that he didn't help at all.
Yes, to do more harm than good means to be damaging instead of helpful.
I get it. To do more harm than good means 帮倒忙
Yeah. Hey, can I taste some of that chocolate cake mix?
No! You're going to do more harm than good in here, too.
Debris is another word for dirt. Debris is also used to refer to the pieces that are left after something has been destroyed. For example, when there's like a plane crash and then there's debris all over the ocean.Yeah.
所以呢，名词 debris, D-E-B-R-I-S, 它一般指的就是残骸啦，或者是瓦砾。那在文章里面，它就是指，比如说像碎片啊，或者一些脏东西。而且要注意，它是不可数的。另外呢，我们要来特别提醒一下它的发音哦，它的字尾 S 其实是不发音的，所以呢，它的念法就是 debris。
Mm-hmm. Our article says, instead, cover your eye to protect it.And see a doctor immediately. So to do something immediately means to do something right away, without delay.
Okay, 所以它的同义的副词片语呢，还有像我们刚刚有听到 right away, 或者还有另外一个讲法叫做 at once,、
right.
都是表示立即的意思。所以呢 immediately 是副词，那当然它的形容词就是没有 ly 的 immediate. Okay, 一样也是表达立即的。For example, to make an immediate response,、
mm-hmm.
或者呢、the immediate future.、
Right.
Okay, so you should cover your eye and protect it, which means you should prevent them from being harmed and go see a doctor as soon as possible.
Right, and the final tip is a very important one, especially if you aren't able to help yourself. Our article says, in a real emergency...Get to a place where people can find you easily. So it seems so straightforward, but a lot of people forget about this, especially in an emergency. They forget that somebody needs to find you, so they might hide away.
Yeah. OK, 对，所以刚刚听到 emergency 这个字呢，我们昨天就有学过，就是紧急的状况。All right, and the article continues, don't hide away because you feel embarrassed.
Right, so the word embarrassed is an adjective. If you feel embarrassed, you feel nervous or uncomfortable and you worry about what people think of you. For example, I always feel embarrassed when I say something wrong or when I slip and fall, which happens quite often too.
Okay, so if something is very embarrassing,、mm-hmm. it makes you feel embarrassed.
Right.
So, for example, it is embarrassing to forget a classmate's name or to do something silly in public.
Right. The word embarrassed is also the past tense form of the verb embarrass. So, for example, Mindy embarrassed me last night. This means Mindy did something that made me feel ashamed.
Okay, now let's go back to the article. The article says, if the paramedics can't find you, they can't save your life.
Mm-hmm. So paramedics are people who have been trained to provide emergency medical care to sick or injured people who are taken to the hospital. So they are not a doctor or a nurse. These people, paramedics, are the ones who help you when you're in an ambulance, or they're the first people to go to your house when you call, I don't know what's the number, the emergency number in Taiwan.
119? Okay. All right, so paramedic 指的呢就是急救护理人员哦，那它本身是一个科属名词 paramedics.
Okay, so the emergency number is
119.
Okay, right. You guys remember that. Okay, I'll remember that too. Our article says, in the end, the best advice in all of these situations is to find a doctor as soon as possible. So the word advice refers to the opinions you give someone about what they should do. For example, your friend might come to you with a problem and ask you how to handle the problem or what you would do if you were in his or her shoes. You'd be giving your friend advice.
对，我刚刚听到一个很不错的片语 In one's shoes 呢，就是指站在某人的立场。OK, 那我们来特别注意一下 advice, A-D-V-I-C-E, 这个名词它是不可数的、哦、所以我们不可以说 an advice, 没有这种说法、嗯、我们可以用比如说 a piece of advice 来表达。那如果要说接受别人的建议就可以用动词 take, 所以呢 to take someone's advice on something.
Right.
好，那另外呢我们又看到这一句还用了一个连接词 SS 的用法。As quickly as possible, 就是尽可能越快越好。所以呢我们也很常听到比如说 as soon as possible. So, for example, he needs to find a job as soon as possible after graduating from college.
He needs to pay his debt?
Right, right.
Okay, our article says, doctors are there to help.So don't be shy. So if you're not feeling well and you're not sure what's going on with you, you should go see a doctor. Make an appointment and see a doctor.
Right, don't be shy. You should always go see a doctor if、mm-hmm. you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,、right? they'll be able to give you an answer. Don't Google things because I do that and that scares me. Because a lot of things, like if you Google, you're like, oh, I have a pain in my arm. A lot of them will come back and say, you have cancer.Or something scary like that. So right. Don't Google your medical symptoms. There's go to a doctor.
Yeah, there's a lot of false information on the internet.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. go to a doctor. Okay, so we've come to the end of today's lesson, but stay tuned for our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So our For You Chat for today is, what can you do to help in an emergency?
Okay, I think this question is more for you. Since you mentioned that you had got your first aid license before, so what sort of emergency treatment did you learn?
Okay, so this was a few years ago, and like I said,My license expired, which is good for a reason because I actually forgot a lot of the things、okay. I learned in the class. But I did hear、that when you're actually in an emergency, you end up remembering how to do medical treatment.
Oh,
like, I can't
yeah,
think yeah. of it now, but apparently if something were to happen right now, I'd be able to remember it. I don't know how true that is. But
so you can't answer that question right now.
I
unless
can't,
there is an emergency situation.、
Okay. But there is some things that you can do to help in an emergency, even if you don't know anything about first aid.、Mm-hmm. For example, this is something that you guys should remember. It's that when you see an emergency happen, don't stand or crowd near the emergency. Please move away.
Okay,
because the people who need to, you know, they need room. They need air to breathe.
Yeah.
So don't crowd around. And don't take videos and film it or whatever. This is all, like, not helpful at all to the situation.
So what should we do instead?
Move away. Or you could, if nobody has called the...
119?
Yeah, 119, that number. 119, do that.
Okay,
It's funny because a lot of times people will stand around and they'll assume, hey, Polly probably called, right?
Yeah, so I don't need to call.
Sometimes nobody has called and they just stand there and wait for an emergency vehicle to come, which doesn't ever happen because nobody has called, okay? So that's one thing you have to remember. It's that just stand, give the people space, and then also to call 119.
And then move away.
Yeah. Another thing you could do is also, like, if you're, if you see, like, somebody beside you that's, needs first aid treatment, what you can do is you can also ask people around to see if there's any doctors or nurses around. Yeah, this is also important because these people are able to help right away if there's somebody around. So you never know, you could just ask and somebody might be able to help you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we did learn some other things like CPR and stuff like that, but I'm definitely not licensed to be able to teach that on camera.
But can you do CPR?
I can, yes.
Really?
Yes, but I hope I never ever have to do that.
Right. Okay, so that's the end of today's article and our free chat question. So thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
7 common first aid mistakes and how to fix them. 4. It's easy to sprain an ankle, especially if you play sports. If you do, keep the sprain cool when it swells. Put ice on it and the swelling will reduce. Don't make the silly mistake of using heat, though. It will swell even more. 5. If you cut yourself, clean it and cover the cut with medical gauze. Put clean sheets of gauze on top when the blood soaks through. Don't take it off too early, as it will start to bleed all over again. 6. You'll do more harm than good when you try to remove debris from your own eye. Instead, cover your eye to protect it and see a doctor immediately. 7. In a real emergency, get to a place where people can find you easily. Don't hide away because you feel embarrassed. If the paramedics can't find you, they can't save your life. In the end, the best advice in all of these situations is to find a doctor as quickly as possible. Doctors are there to help, so don't be shy.
Vocabulary review.
Sprain. Robin sprained his wrist playing badminton. Sprain. Terry can't play basketball with his friends tomorrow night because of his ankle sprain. Swell. Ryan's elbow swelled and felt painful after the bee stung him. Medical. Jenny wants to become a doctor. She's going to apply for medical school next year. Immediately. If you don't leave immediately, you will miss the train. Advice. Sarah asked her best friend for advice after she had a fight with her parents.